Hey, today's 810 chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital. Date of visit 8-9-2023, Dr. AHAMNEZE. First patient. WI, 35-year-old male, comes in complaining of dizziness, vomiting, headache after was hit in the back of the head by one of his children 2 days ago. Patient has no past medical problems, treated with Zofran. A magnesium was slightly low. CT of the head was negative. CBC CMP revealed increased liver function, test blood sugar of 300. And patient had no idea he was a diabetic. Subsequently, our doctor put the medication on glipizide and told the patient to find the primary care doctor to see about his increased liver function test. CT of the head was negative. Next patient. Oh, the patient was left message for the patient to call me back. Next patient is AD, is a 28-year-old woman with knee pain, x-rays negative, diagnosed with sprain, given Toradol in the emergency, diclofenac, and happy customer. Next patient is EH. Is a 73-year-old male with chest pain after he passed out at a physician's office. EKG showed ST T wave changes, and patient subsequently was transferred to hospitalist in Deerbrook, where he's going to have catheterization done tomorrow at 9 a.m. Workup was appropriate, and the family was very happy. Next patient is, this is a Texas Emergency Hospital chart review. I think I said that. AG is a 49-year-old woman, presents with dizziness after she fell a few days ago. Blood work within normal limits. CT showed normal pressure hydrocephalus. Patient was transferred to Kingwood. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AT, 45-year-old woman with stitch removal of the third finger. The stitches are removed. There was a couple open areas where patient was treated with Dermabond. The phone is not a working number. Next patient is RF. Is a 58-year-old woman on hospice, comes in with shortness of breath. White count was 18,000. Patient did have a full workup, including D-dimer, BNP, chest x-ray. Hospice was called. And patient was sent back, but not before Dr. A put the patient on DALIRESP, D-A-L-I-R-E-S-P, to prevent, to reduce shortness of breath in end-stage COPD patients. No one answered the phone. Next patient is JT, is a 60-year-old woman with migraine headaches for 4 days, received Toradol, Solumedrol, Tylenol number 3, Benadryl with excellent response. CBC, CMP, CT of the head, CT of the neck were negative except for mild VJD. Treated with Flexeril and Toradol. She hasn't picked up the medication, but she was happy that her pain was gone and she slept all night yesterday. Next patient is MS, is a 58-year-old woman with cough, rib pain, blood pressure elevated, with history of hypertension. Chest x-ray negative. Decadron was given. CBC, CMP negative. Swab test, lactate, D-dimer, and ABG were all within normal limits. Patient was sent home with Ventolin, Tessalon, Pearls, and Zithromycin. Patient was very happy with the care received. Next patient is CM, is a 35-year-old male with blurred vision, headache. Patient had a CT done 2 days ago at a different emergency room. Blood work within normal limits, vital signs stable. Responded to Toradol. Dr. A repeated the CT and the blood work and treated the patient with Robaxin and Motrin. He's doing much better, he states, and he was very happy with the care received. Next patient is S.A., 49-year-old with nausea, stomach pain, possible food poisoning. Vitals were stable. Blood work was stable. White count slightly elevated, 12,000. CT scan showed colitis. In the emergency room, received Zofran, Flagyl, Bentyl. sent home with Zofran, Cipro, and Flagyl. Doing much better already. Next patient is LH. 64-year-old with vomiting, nausea, vomiting, times 2 days. Toradol and Protonix administered in the emergency room. Blood work showed hypokalemia, hyponatremia. CT showed small bowel obstruction. NG refused. Dr. A found someone to take her at Kingwood Hospital and transferred her out. No one answered her phone. Next patient is CJ, 19-year-old with foot pain. X-rays negative, treated after involved in a forklift injury at work. Given DT and Motrin 800 and sent home. JC, 36-year-old with sore throat, left before triage. The phone number is not a working number. Next patient is JR, 47-year-old male with an infected elbow related to cellulitis, olecranon cellulitis / bursitis, treated with clindamycin. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is JS, is a 40-year-old with coughing, hard to breathe, swab test negative. No chest x-ray was done. Treated with zithromycin and Tessalon pearls. Patient was very happy with the care received. Thank you.